Before we conclude this introduction and move on to level one, I'd like to take a moment to tell you how to get the most out of what this program has to offer. Although Verbal Advantage's audio format makes learning convenient and pleasant, I would be remiss in my duty as your instructor and guide if I neglected to underscore the fact that building your vocabulary takes time and dedication. True and lasting knowledge is not acquired overnight. That's why most of us spend the first quarter of our lives in school, presumably learning to be intelligent, productive members of society. Verbal Advantage will boost your vocabulary and enhance your verbal skills, but remember that your verbal development did not start with Verbal Advantage, and it should not end with it. Think of this program as the beginning of a lifelong process of self-education, or, if you like, think of yourself as an athlete, an intellectual athlete, embarking on a challenging conditioning program for your mind. Verbal Advantage will give you the tools and show you how to use them, but it's up to you to decide what to build with those tools, and the responsibility for keeping them clean and sharp ultimately lies with you. Therefore, you will get the most out of this program if you follow the three R's of verbal development: routine, repetition, and review. Effective vocabulary building begins with establishing a routine and sticking to it. Listen to Verbal Advantage for a set amount of time every day, whatever fits conveniently into your current routine. If you commute to work, listen during your way in and review what you learned on the ride home. If you exercise regularly, listen while you walk or jog or ride a stationary bicycle. If you currently watch an hour or two of television each day, cut a half hour out of that time and devote it to something more productive, listening to Verbal Advantage. The point is, however you decide to work it into your schedule, you should make listening to this program a part of your daily routine. As the saying goes, practice makes perfect, and when it comes to building your vocabulary, repetition and review are essential if you wish to retain the words you learn. You will make best use of Verbal Advantage if you go over the material a second time before forging ahead. For example, if you listen to 10 or 20 keyword discussions on your way to work, go over them again on your way home. Then the next day you can listen to and review 10 or 20 new keyword discussions. I also recommend that when you finish each level in the program, you listen to the entire level again in one or two sessions, this time focusing your attention on the words and concepts you had trouble remembering when you went through the first time. Repeating each section of material before going on and listening to each level again will be your responsibility. However, for your convenience, I have also built regular review segments into the program to help reinforce your comprehension. After every 10 keyword discussions, there is a brief informal quiz and review session designed to immediately fix in your mind the words you've just learned. As you listen to these quizzes, try to keep track of how many correct and incorrect answers you make, and which words are most challenging for you. If you get several answers wrong the first time around, don't worry about it. Mistakes and missteps are a natural part of learning. However, if you're reviewing the material and you miss three or more answers in a quiz, you should go back and listen to all 10 keyword discussions again. One last thing to remember about using Verbal Advantage: don't rush. Take your time. The Johnson O'Connor Research Foundation has found that when you engage in a conscientious study of vocabulary, your rate of improvement is related less to how fast you cover the material and more to how thoroughly you study the material step by step in order of difficulty. One word of caution. If you are the eager beaver type, you may be tempted to skip some of the early material and begin listening at a higher level of difficulty. That is your prerogative, but I do not recommend taking any shortcuts. In the long run, you will only shortchange yourself. Keep in mind that this is a graduated vocabulary building program designed to improve your knowledge of words step by step in the most effective way possible. Although you may already know some of the keywords in the early levels, right from the start, the vocabulary discussions cover many more difficult synonyms and related words. Also, throughout the program, there is a great deal of additional information on language that anyone at any level will find useful. As the vocabulary building experts Maxwell Nirnberg and Morris Rosenblum once put it, you learn more words by learning more about words. And that's exactly what Verbal Advantage is designed to do. Build your vocabulary by teaching you a lot more about words than just their definitions. So again, I encourage you to listen to the program in order, listen for a set amount of time each day, and review what you've learned before moving on. By the time you finish, I think you'll agree that Verbal Advantage is a challenging program designed for people who are committed to improving their vocabularies and serious about translating their verbal skills into personal success. And now I hope that you are, as they say, all ears, because it's time to begin the journey toward a more powerful and precise command of the English language.